六十五首。
Seated. Before we begin our service, we're going to pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
在我们聚会之前，我们要一起祷告，求主耶稣带领晚间的聚会。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起跪下，同心祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for gathering our brothers and sisters here this evening to worship Him.
那首先我要感谢神呢，在今天晚上能够使弟兄姐妹能够聚集在会堂里面聆听他的话语。
So may the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus be with each and every one of us here today.
那愿主耶稣的恩惠以及平安与在座的每一位弟兄姐妹同在。
Tonight I'm going to base my sermon on the book of Exodus chapter 17 at Rephidim.
今天晚上说我要讲的题目呢，是根据出埃及记十七章的一段记载，就是在利非定。
Now we turn to the book of Exodus chapter 17.
我们请翻开出埃及记第十七章。
We first read verse 1 and then we read verse 8.
那我们读第一节以及第八节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Then all the congregations of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink.
那第一节，以色列会众，全会众都遵主的吩咐，按着战口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。
Exodus chapter 17 records two events that happened to the nation of Israel after they have come out of Egypt.
第十七章就记载了以色列民离开埃及之后所遇见的两件事。
These two events actually occurred in Rephidim.
这两件事都是发生在利非定这个地方。
So today we are going to go through this chapter.
今天晚上呢，我们就来复习这一章。
And hopefully we can draw some teaching from these two events.
那也希望从这两件事情当中，我们能够学习到神的教训。
When we read verse 1, we find that at the instruction of the Lord, the congregation of Israel set out on their journey and to go to Rephidim.
那第一节呢，一开始就讲着这个以色列全会众，他们按着神的吩咐呢，就从逊的旷野继续的往前行。
We know that this was the instruction of the Lord.
那我们知道这是出于神的吩咐。
And the last part of verse 1 says, but there was no water for the people to drink.
在第一节的最后一段提到的百姓没有水喝。
It seems that God purposely led them to a place where there was no water.
那似乎呢，神故意的让他们遇见没有水喝的这个窘况。
So when we read verse 2, there's contended with Moses.
那读第二节，我们就可以发现呢，百姓就与摩西争闹。
When we look at these two verses together,
如果把这两节一起来读的话，
It seems that the problem or the wrong was not with the people.
那似乎呢，这个错不在于百姓。
Because it was God who asked them to go to Rephidim to camp there.
那是因为呢，神要他们到利非定，并且在那个地方安营。
If that was the instruction of God, then why didn't God provide them with water?
那如果这是神的吩咐指示，为什么呢？没有为百姓预备水。
Now we can put ourselves in their shoes and think about this.
那如果我们设身处地的站在以色列人的这个身上来想想这件事。
God instructs us to go out and to camp in a certain place and provide us no water.
神要我们离开这地往另外一个地方去，在那里安营，但是呢？却没有给我们水喝。
Obviously, our natural reaction is to contend with the leaders who lead us out.
那我们很自然的反应就会和带领我们的人呢 来向他发愿言。
So from here, I think we can draw a very simple teaching.
从这里就可以得到一个简单的一个教训。
We know that we have to abide by the commandments of God.
那我们知道，对于神的吩咐，我们必须按着去做。
But to follow the commands of God does not guarantee us to receive a blessing in this world.
但是按着神的吩咐做，并不保证我们就一定能够得到在这世上神要给我们的福气。
Sometimes we even land ourselves in big troubles.
有时候呢，相反的，我们会身处困境当中。
But the important thing is that we must follow the commands of the Lord.
但是重要的是，我们必须要听从神的吩咐。
Obviously, there are reasons as to why God asked them to camp in Rephidim.
那神要他们安营在利非定呢，是有神的旨意在里头。
When we read Deuteronomy, I think Deuteronomy surfaces the reason.
在读民数记的时候呢，在那里就提供了我们一个为什么神要他们在那里安营的一个原因。
生命记。Now we look at verse 2 first.
那我们再看这两段经节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. So Moses said to them, Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
那第二节呢，所以与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探神呢？
Here we find that a contention arose.
那我们这里就看见了这个争吵呢，这件事情发生了。
We know that the contention here is not a small contention.
那我们知道这里他们所争吵的不是一件小事。
They contended with Moses, so serious that they even wanted to stone Moses to death.
他们与摩西就这件事情来争吵，甚至呢想要用石头将摩西给打死。
We can read verse 3.
在第三节我们可以读到。
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?
那第三节，百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就像摩西发愿言说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？
Here we can see the seriousness of the contention.
从这里我们看见他们所争吵是非常的这个认真的。
It's like they put the blame on Moses.
他们把所有的错通通归在摩西的身上。
Because it was Moses who led them to Rephidim.
是因为摩西才将他们带领到这个利非定之处。
We find that Moses was very wise here.
从这里我们也可以看到摩西呢是大有智慧的。
So instead of continue to contend with these people, he cried out to the Lord.
他不和百姓争辩，相反的呢，他向神来呼求。
So in verse 4 it says,
第四节就这么说。
What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me.
第四节就说到摩西向神说，我向百姓该怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
So later on we find that God actually instructed Moses what to do.
那接着我们又发现这个神指示摩西当如何行。
So that God actually instructed Moses to strike the rock, and water issued out from the rock.
那神后来呢，他指示摩西要击打磐石，那从磐石中呢就流出水来。
There are some lessons that we can learn from here.
那从这里我们可以学习一些教训。
If we look at the reaction from the people.
那如果我们看看百姓他们的反应是怎么样。
It goes to show that they did not really actually believe in God.
那他们的反应呢，看出来他们并不相信神。
They have witnessed for themselves the mighty power of God.
那他们亲眼目睹神所彰显的大能。
How God had defeated the Egyptians.
那神如何打败那埃及的军队。
And how he drowned the pursuing army of the Egyptians.
那也将这个追赶他们的埃及军队呢淹死在海中。
So we find that this event actually revealed the unbelief of the people of God.
那这件事件呢，其实它所这个显现出来的就是百姓对神呢没有信心。
So that actually was the intention of the Lord.
那其实这也是神的本意。
To allow them to know that actually they did not really believe in Him.
让他们知道他们是不相信神的。
If they truly believe in God,
如果他们真的相信神，
they would have come before Moses and to discuss matters with him.
那他们就会来到摩西面前，好言的与摩西来讨论这件事。
Or they would have suggested to Moses that they should pray to God.
那或者向摩西来建议说，我们应当来向神来祷告。
But sadly, they did none of this.
但是可悲的是，这些事他们都没有做。
So it goes to show that they did not really believe in the Lord.
那就显示了他们心中是不相信神。
Now when you look at the response from Moses,
那我们再看看摩西的回应是什么。
It seems that it was not very fair to Moses.
那对摩西来说，似乎呢这件事对他来说并不公平。
Because it was the Lord who told him to lead the people to Rephidim.
因为是神吩咐他，要他带百姓呢来到利非定这个地方。
Again, this event was very important to Moses as well.
那对于摩西而言，这件事情呢非常的重要。
Because just not many months ago, God made use of him to open up the Red Sea.
那就在几个月前呢，神借着他呢，将红海的水给分开了。
So that the nation of Israel could pass through the Red Sea.
所以全以色列民可以经过干地来渡过这红海。
We find that this event was unprecedented.
那发现这件事情呢，并不是只有发生过一次。
No one could have done it.
从来没有发生过，没有人能够行这样的事。
So it was through Moses that the mighty power of God was shown.
是借着摩西的手，神的大能才显现出来。
So in chapter 17, it's like a reality check for Moses, meaning to bring him down to earth again.
那第十七章呢，就是对摩西的另外一种试验，让他呢回到这个最低点来。看看神的回应是什么。
And for him to understand that after all, he was only a human being.
让他明白，毕竟他不过也只是一个人而已。
And his power came through God and not by himself.
那他的能力力量呢，不是他自己的，而是由神而来的。
So from this short story,
从这个短的这个故事里头，
again we can learn a very simple lesson.
那我们可以学习到一个很简单的教训。
No matter what happened in our family or in the church,
那无论我们的家庭、我们的教会发生了什么事，
there are always lessons for us to learn.
它总有让我们可以学习的地方。
Sometimes God makes use of an event to reveal our insufficiency.
那有时候呢，神借着这些事情来显现出我们的不足来。
We know that there are some weaknesses of ours which are hidden.
我们知道我们有很多的这个软弱呢，它是隐藏着的。
We know that they can only be exposed through events that happens in our life.
那这些软弱只有在碰到事故的时候呢，才会被显现出来。
In fact, we see that this is a good intention of the Lord.
那我们想，这就是神他美好的旨意。
So we must learn from our life, we must learn from things that happen to us.
从我们的生命当中，从我们所遭遇的事情里面呢，我们要从中吸取教训。
Now another point that we can gather from this teaching is that we should not engage in a heated up argument.
那另外一件我们可以学习到的事呢，就是无论碰到什么事，我们都不可以争闹。
We find that, yeah, if you look at the reaction of the people,
那我们看看这些百姓他们的反应。
Moses actually said that they tempted God.
那摩西这里说呢，他们是在试探神。
We can read verse 7 as well.
在第七节呢，也这样子记载。
We read chapter 17, verse 7.
我们来读十七章的第七节。
So he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
第七节，他给那地方起名叫玛撒，又叫米利巴，因以色列人争闹，又因他们试探主说，神是在我们中间不是。
If they have quieted themselves down, they could have witnessed the power of God.
如果他们能够安静下来，他们就可以亲眼目睹神的能力。
In here, verse 7, it says they questioned whether God was among them or not.
在第七节说，他们质疑神是否呢还在他们中间。
So we can see how destructive contention can be.
那我们想想看，一场争闹，它可以带来的这个损坏力有多么大。
We know that contention can weaken our faith.
我们知道这个争吵争闹可以让我们的信心减弱。
Even to an extent that we do not follow the principle of God.
甚至呢，让我们不再追求神的指示。
So this is the danger of engaging in contention.
这就是这个参与争闹，他可能要面对的严重后果。
But Moses, again, was very wise.
摩西呢，他非常的有智慧。
He did not contend with them. Instead, he prayed to God.
但他不与百姓们争辩，反而呢，他向神来祷告。
So God provided a solution to the problem.
那因此呢，神就为他的难题提出了解决之道。
So from the rock, issue out this water for the people to drink.
就是从磐石呢出水来，让百姓有水可以喝。
Now we look at the second event from verse 8 to verse 16.
那我们再看看这一章所记载的第二件事是从第八到第十六节。
After we have discussed the second event, then we can combine the two events together.
当我们来查考这第二件事情之后，我们可以将这两件事情一起来查考一番。
Now, if you look at verse 8,
我们再看这第八节。
Here it says that Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
那第八节说，那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。
Why did they fight against Israelite?
那为什么他们要与以色列人征战呢？
Actually, the Bible does not give us a clear answer.
那圣经里面并没有给我们一个明确的这个理由。
But we can deduce a reason.
但是呢，我们可以旁敲侧击来揣测这个原因是什么。
You know that at that time there was no water.
然后知道在当时呢，非常的没有水。
Now by the mighty power of God, God actually ordered the rock to give out water.
借着神的大能呢，神吩咐磐石出水。
So obviously this would draw people's attention.
很显然的，这件事让很多人都注意到了。
Now you can think about this. If we live in a place without water.
那我们想想看，如果我们居住的一个地方是一个没有水的地方。
Water is so precious to life.
那水对于生命来说是非常宝贵的。
Obviously, when you realize that there is water in a certain place.
但是突然间你发现在某处呢有水。
Surely you will go to that place to fetch some water for yourself.
那很自然的你会到那个地方去想要取点水来。
So we find that the Amalek came to fight against Israel.
因此呢，亚玛利人来和以色列人征战。
Probably is for this reason as well.
那或许呢，也就是因为这个原因。
It's for water.
因为水的缘故。
Now think about this. If you were the people of Israel,
想想如果你是那以色列民。
It's like the problem was unending, one after another.
那你所面对的困难呢，似乎呢一个接一个，好像没有停止过。
You know, just not long ago, they're faced with the problem of water, not having water.
在不久之前，他们面临的没有水的这个困难。
Now they have to face with the invading army of the Amalek.
那现在他们要面临亚玛士人军队的来袭。
It seems that all this were arranged by God.
似乎这都是神的安排。
But when you read this event,
那如果我们再仔细读这件事，
again we can see the good intention of the Lord.
那我们又可以看见神在这些事情他的美意原来是什么。
Now for the people of God to continue to witness his power and providence,
那让神的子民呢继续来看见神的大能的彰显。
They must follow the instruction of Moses.
他们呢必须要听从摩西的指示。
Now here from verse 9 onwards, Moses gave a clear instruction as to what they should do.
在第九节以下，摩西告诉这个以色列百姓他们当如何行。
We can read verse 10, verse 9, yeah?
从第九节开始。
And Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
九节，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。
So Joshua did according to what Moses said.
约书亚呢就按着摩西的吩咐去做了。
And then Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill to pray.
摩西、亚伦和户珥呢，三个人上了山顶，在那里祷告。
Now we can read verse 11 and verse 12.
我们读十一、十二节。
And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
十一节。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
Verse 12.
十二节。
But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hand, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
十二节，但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦和户珥扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
So they prayed, Moses prayed until Joshua completely defeated the Amalek.
那摩西就一直祷告，直到约书亚打败亚玛利人为止。
Now from this short event, we can learn something precious.
从这短短的一个事件当中，我们学习到宝贵的教训。
You know that God has given them something, water to drink.
神给他们水喝。
It's like blessing from God.
就是神给他们的一个祝福。
In order to preserve this blessing,
为了要保存神给他们的祝福。
They must work as a unit.
他们必须要团结同心。
They must listen to the voice of Moses.
他们必须要听从摩西的话。
Again, even though Moses went up to the mountain to pray,
摩西到了山顶，在那里祷告。
We find that by his own strength, he could not accomplish the task.
我们发现的，单靠他一个人的力量，并无法完成这件事情。
Even though he was the leader then,
虽然他是以色列人的领导者
，and yet by his own strength, he could not accomplish the task.
但是凭借他一人的力量，无法完成这件事。
That's why he needed the help of Aaron and Hur.
那因此呢，他需要亚伦和户珥的帮助。
So from here we can learn a very simple lesson.
从这里可以学习到一个简单的教训。
That you know we require the help of one another.
那我们是需要彼此来相互的扶持。
Especially in our service to the Lord.
尤其在对神的侍奉这件事上。
We know that we cannot function.Independently of others.
那我们无法单靠一个人的力来做很多的这个圣工。
So in our service to God,
所以在对神的侍奉这件事上
，our main aim should be that we must learn to work together as a unit.
那我们的目标是如何学习大家一起同心来做工。
Only in this way, then we can preserve the.Blessing that God has given to us.
唯有这么做，我们才能够保存神所给我们的这个福气。
Sometimes we find that in our course to serve God, we lose the blessing of God.
有时候我们单枪匹马，靠自己的力量，为了一件事情来努力，但是却失败。
We understand that, you know, God has given the church many blessings.
神给教会很多的祝福。
But in the course of serving God, we lose many of this blessing.
但是在侍奉这件事上，我们常常失去了神给我们的很多的祝福。
Because we do not know how to preserve this blessing in unity and in working together as one unit.
因为我们不知道如何同心，如何团结一致，来保存神所赐给我们的这些。
So to me, you know, serving God is about learning how to serve one another, and it's about how to work together as a team.
对我来说，服侍神的定义是什么？服侍神就是要彼此同心，一起来侍奉神。
Now, when you look at these two events together,
如果把这两件事情合起来看，
it seems that God has allowed difficulties to arise in the life of the nation of Israel.
似乎呢，神刻意的让这两件事情在以色列人他们的生活当中发生了。
Now why does God allow a man to live in unending problems?
那为什么人神要让人去面对那无穷止境的困难呢？
Now we can turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
我们再翻看《生命记》。
We read chapter 8 first.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, we read verse 16.
第八章的十六节。
Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do you good in the end.
第十八节，十六节，对不起，十六节，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。
And my version says, to do you good in the end.
那我的这个版本呢，是目的是要让你得到益处。
It's for the good of the people.
是为了百姓们的益处。
So we find that sometimes God allowed, difficulties to arise in their life.
那有时候我们发现神让在我们的生命当中遇见的困难。
It's for our own good.
是为了我们。的益处才让它发生的。
We read chapter 8 verse 2.
我们在读《生命记》第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
生命记八章二节。
And you shall remember that the Lord God, your God, led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
第二节。你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
So their wandering in the desert is like a humbling process.
那在旷野行走的过程呢，其实就是一个学习谦卑的一个过程。
Because God want us to be humble before man and before him.
神要他们学习如何在神面前，在人面前能够谦卑。
That's why he allow us to face with difficulties at times.
因此呢，他让我们的生命当中会碰到困难。
So that we can come to a better understanding of ourselves.
那借着这件事，对于我们也多一分的认识。
And to see whether we keep his commandments or not.
来看看我们是否呢有遵循神的旨意。
So it's for our own good.
那是为了我们的益处才发生这些事。
We know that if we do not go through this process of humbling,
那如果我们没有经过这让我们学习谦卑的这段过程，
We will not have this desire to draw close to God.
那我们心中或许就没有来亲近神的那个欲望。
We can read verse 3 as well.
那我们再读这第三节。
Chapter 8 verse 3.
生命记第八章第三节。
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger,
and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出的一切话。
I think many of us have been told that the word of God is important to us.
相信我们在座每一位都被教导过，神的话是很重要的。
We have been told that to, you know, to attend the services as regularly as possible.
那我们也被教导，我们要这个按着聚会的时间定期的来聚会。
We also asked to read the scriptures as often as we can.
那我们也教导我们要尽量的多读圣经。
But we know from the bottom of our heart that whether we truly value the word of God more than anything else.
但是也只有我们自己清楚，在我们的心里深处，我们是否看重神的话。
You know, only when we go through problems in life,
那也只有当我们在经历过困难的时候，
then we will begin to understand how much value we have placed on the Word of God.
那也只有在那个时候，我们才能够体验到神的话语是多么的珍贵。
So again, we find that this is a kind intention of the Lord for us.
那从这件事我们又可以学习，这原来是神他的美意。
We can look at Deuteronomy chapter 2.
我们看生命记第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记第二章。
We can read verse 7.
第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7.
生命记二章七节。
For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness. This 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
第七节，因为主你的神在你手里所办的一切事上已赐福于你，你走这大旷野，他都知道了。这四十年，主你的神常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
We know that in wandering in the desert for 40 years, they in fact met with a lot of problems.
在旷野行走四十年，会遇见很多的困难。
But here we are told that they actually have lacked nothing.
但这里却告诉我们，他们在旷野却是一无所缺。
This is to help them understand that everything that they had came from the Lord.
就让他们明白，他们所有的一切呢，都是来自于神。
You know, sometimes when we face with trouble in life,
当我们有时候遇见困难的时候，
It helps us to understand that everything that we have, including our life, is in the hands of the Lord.
就让我们去体验到我们所有的一切，包括我们的生命，都是出自于神。
And therefore, our attitude towards God is to worship Him and to revere Him.
那因此我们对神的态度就是我们要来敬拜他，并且我们要来敬畏他。
In fact, this is our duty towards God.
这是我们人对神当敬的一个本分。
And here it also says that this 40 years the Lord your God has been with you.
这里又说到，在这四十年里头，神常与你们同在。
Now think about this: if we always live in a life of comfort,
我们想想，如果我们这一辈子过的生活呢，都是舒适的。
Whatever we need, is like we can, you know, we are provided.
那我们心中所想要的都能够得得到。
How are we going to feel that God is with us?
那我们又如何能够体会神与我们同在呢？
I tell you, it's very difficult.
我想这是非常困难的。
If you have been to Africa before,
如果你曾经到过非洲，
then you can see the difference.
你就可以发现这两边的差异在哪里。
In terms of living standard.
就生活这个水平来说，
here is a world of abundance.
在这里是物质丰盛。
Over there is a world of poverty.
在那里是遍地贫穷。
But we find that every time when we go there,
但是每一次我们到非洲去，
we realize that our trust in God grows stronger.
那我们对神的这个信心 就越发的增加。
So in a way, it is very good for us.
对我们来说，到非洲是件好事。
Physically, it may not be that convenient.
虽然在肉体上，我们会遇见很多让我们不方便的事。
But spiritually speaking, it is very good for us.
但是在灵性上来说，对我们却是一件美事。
That's why sometimes God has to allow us to go through difficulties.
那因此神有时候就让我们遇见那困难。
So that we can truly experience His abiding presence in our life.
我们才能够亲身的去体验神与我们是如何的同在。
Only in this way, then our relationship with God can become better.
也只有这样子，我们与神之间的关系才能够越变越好。
Otherwise, we find that in this life of comfort, our relationship can be severed by the material things that we have.
那不然的话，在物质丰盛的时候，我们与神之间的关系呢，就越来越淡了。
We can look at Deuteronomy chapter 29.
我们翻开《生命记》第二十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 29.
生命记二十九章，
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 5 and verse 6. Okay.
生命记二十九章第五节、第六节。
And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you.And your sandals have not worn out on your feet. Verse 6, you have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
第五节，我与你们在旷野四十年，你们身上的衣服并没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。六节，你们没有吃饼，也没有喝酒，喝清酒、浓酒，这要使你们知道主是你们的神。
Here it says that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
这里说使你们知道我是你们的神。
We all claim that we know God.
我们都说我们认识神。
Because we always come for services on the Sabbath.
因为我们都在安息日来教会聚会。
We say we serve the Lord all the time.
那我们也常说我们随时随地都在服侍神。
Actually, you know, if weVery honest with ourselves.
那如果我们自己扪心自问
we find that after all, we do not really know God. We do not know who He is.
那我们就发现，毕竟我们真的不那么的认识神，或许不认识神到底是哪一种神。
Only after we have gone through trials and tribulation.
但是当我们经历患难困难的时候
then we'll begin to understand that actually we do not really know Him.
那我们才渐渐的明白，我们慢慢的在认识神。
There's still much room for improvement.
但还有很多的一个改善的空间。
So again, this is a kind intention of the Lord.
同样的，这是神给我们的一个美意。
So while we are passing through life,
当我们经历过人生的各个阶段的时候
do not be surprised that at times we have to face withTrials and tribulation in life.
当遇见患难困境的时候呢，我们也不要觉得很奇怪。
In fact, this is the mercy of the Lord.
其实这些都是神给我们的怜悯。
We turn to one final passage.
我们再看最后一段经节。
We turn to the book of Psalms 136.
诗篇136篇。
The entire chapter is talking about God's mercy.
诗篇一百三十六篇整篇就谈到了神的慈爱。
We read verse 16. Yeah?
我们读第十六节。
Psalms 136 verse 16.
诗篇一百三十六篇十六节。
To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever.
十六节，称谢那引导自己的民行走旷野的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
So the conclusion is that.This has been the mercy of God towards His people.
结论就是他们所遇见这些事是神施给以色列人的慈爱。
We also believe that the mercy of God shall accompany us throughout our life.
那我们也坚信神 给我们的慈爱呢将会永远长存。
What we need to do is to trust in God.
那我们所需要做的就是要信赖神。
And to rely on him from our hearts.
是从心里面来信赖他。
So may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福每一位。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们最后来唱赞美诗。
166。
166首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
我们现在做结束祷告。
In our prayer, we pray for the divine work here in